Well, at least you're wearing a cute outfit.
Thanks. Well, you made me buy this. I think this is one of those situations where you've made me buy something to make yourself feel better about how shit I look.
That's absolutely not what happened.
Because it's not a nice dress.
You're the one that picked it out.
You picked it out.
No.
You were like, ooh, Jessie, this is perfect.
No. You saw it and you went straight up to me and you said, this is exactly the kind of thing I would have bought when I was 24.
Yeah.
I just encouraged you down that road.
Yeah, you did.
Trip down memory lane.
You pushed me into that shot. Mm-hmm.
Well, you almost tried to get me to get an asymmetric short pixie cut.
It wasn't asymmetric, it was just a bob. I am going to struggle in this.
Yeah.
Because I am feeling quite...
You do seem like you're in a terrible mood.
It's not necessarily a mood. It's like a... I just feel absolutely exhausted and burnt out and worried and scared and anxious. And then... And that's compounded probably because I've lost my diary. And it's not like I only have one diary.
Of course.
I have eight.
Yeah.
No, I do have many diaries, but it's not like, this is probably a diary I've used for, since probably about May now. No, probably later, I get through them quite quickly.
You do.
Anyway, I've really, really gone into depth in this one. Usually I'm just like, Donnie sang this, Margot did this, Alfie did this. But I've got this new little printer which prints out tiny little photos. So I've started like, it's like a photo collage and a diary at the same time to document my entire life.
So it's like you're Lizzie McGuire.
It's like I'm Lizzie McGuire. And I'm very careful about I'm not worried about losing this because I'm never that explicit in it. Like, I don't talk about, I don't write about sex or anything because I think this is a diary for Donnie and Margot. So I don't want them to be reading about that.
Sure. I mean, they want to really be as traumatised as me finding one of your old sex diaries. He lay on my naked leg and he stroked my hair.
It's much more clinical. Him on top, that me behind, whatever. It's just very simple. Anyway, I don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
Occasionally, I do write like a sentence, which I hope that they just ignore when they're adults. But yeah, so if somebody finds this, it's like, it's my entire life.
Do you think it would be obvious that it was you? Do you think they'd be able to find
out? Yeah, it says Jessie Cave.
Oh, it doesn't say your address, does it?
No, but it says, it has like jessiedoodles.com on the title as, because one of my stickers.
Oh, okay.
Then my pencil.
I thought
you'd
written that out yourself.
jessiedoodles.com.
Just promoting to yourself every day.
It's a cute sticker.
Oh, it's a cute sticker.
Don't be horrible about my stickers.
No, I'm not being horrible about your stickers.
Anyway, so I've lost that. I think if I found that, I would feel immediately better. But yeah, just quite stressed at the moment.
Well, I'm sure you're going to find it.
Yeah, I just usually I'm very, very careful with it. So the fact that it's gone, somebody's fucking with me. It will be in a box somewhere. And then on top of that, we don't have a TV at the moment. And that's just changed my life.
Really?
In a bad way.
Yeah.
I'm not like cleansed by it.
No, of course not.
Hate it.
Exactly. Like, what are you going to plug yourself into at the end of the day to know that your day is, like, restful now?
Well, an iPad, which is tiny.
Yeah. Silly. Feels silly watching TV on an iPad.
It's just embarrassing. Mm. Someone walked by and saw me watching TV on an iPad. And I see celebrities do it with their kids. They have like, a beautiful living room, and then they have a tiny little iPad for their kids to watch, like, Hey Dougie on. Mm. And I'm like, that's poor children.
Yeah.
Poor children.
You say children in a really weird way. Children. The thing is, I think I say it like that too. So
children.
Yeah, I think children. I say it like that too.
So we've been watching TV on the iPad, and we don't have internet at the moment either. So that's obviously why. That's probably the main source of stress. Probably. Yeah.
And what about your outfit? Like, this is a fun show.
I haven't finished my anecdote about the iPad.
Sorry.
Anyway, so they are watching this. You have to hook it up to a hotspot. So I feel like I'm living in the ancient times. And we've kind of reached a fatigue point, me and Alfie, in our relationship.
Really?
Which is that we've watched everything there is to watch. And he has no gigs because of the virus. So he's in all the time. And it's not that he hates me, but he definitely would prefer not to see me for a long time. And it's just quite horrible knowing that somebody would actively choose to just go away, just go for a walk. Mm-hmm. Just that's the saddest thing. I just know he would prefer to go on a little walk just to avoid. And it's not that he doesn't love me. I know he loves me and stuff. It's just we've reached a crisis point of we've seen each other too much.
Mm-hmm. I think that every relationship is doomed to come to that point, though.
Well, I want to see the results of the breakups in lockdown. I want to hear about them because that would make me feel better. You know, we've come close like twice during lockdown. Mm-hmm. But I would feel better if I knew about more actual solid breakups in lockdown. It would just comfort me to know that other people have found it hard too. Even though I think we've done really well, but we've still struggled. If you haven't struggled in your relationship in this period of time, then what is going on? Mm-hmm. And you live together.
Mm-hmm. Sure. I think if you're apart from each other, then that can be difficult because you're only communicating over phones and that can always be strange. But people that have decided to live together maybe for the first time to try and spend lockdown together and then that's all completely combusted, I think that's fascinating and really fun.
But I just,
and those people deserve to be miserable.
Yeah. I miss texting, though. Mm-hmm. I do enjoy texting.
Mm. I'm the only person that you really text now.
Yeah. But Alfie's good at texting. So I think we just need to spend some time apart and just text again. Mm. Anyway, so we reached such new lows that we're watching. He doesn't want to watch anything, but he doesn't want to just sit there. So last night we tried to watch Selling Sunset, which is the thing that everyone's now talking about. Like everyone started to talk about Love Island, and I have a feeling that Selling Sunset will be the thing that now everybody has to watch, even though it is bullshit. Like, everyone is too thin, they're blonde, and it's at LA. It's basically set in the LA property, and the estate agent's there. Mm-hmm. And
no one gives a shit about...
I just think about, like, when you say estate agent, that just comes to my mind, the image of, like, estate agents in Foxtons who wear, like, you know, those, like, brogues with no socks.
Mm.
I can't really imagine them in LA.
Called Joanna or Johannes.
No, I'm obviously thinking of men. Women don't wear brogues with no socks.
All women wear brogues with no socks. Yes, they do.
No, like the That's men in the really, them. Really tight trousers.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Anyway, these aren't the same kind of estate agents. These are the estate agents that they're not even called an estate agent. They go and sell £40 million properties, dollar properties. Anyway, it's not about the fucking building. It's about their relationships.
Of course.
And it's like a middle-aged maid in Chelsea. And that all the women are 35 plus with surgery. And they're all dating 24-year-old men. Mm. And are trying to get the 24-year-old men to commit. Because they're idiots.
Mm.
And it's just so funny. It's really good. Anyway, he couldn't get on board with it. So last night we just turned it off after one episode. And we just sat there. And just talked.
That's so strange.
And it was so weird.
Oh my god!
I hate it.
That's just too intimate.
We were in this.
Would you have to focus on?
We just talked about things, like that's a normal thing to do.
That's why you're in such a weird mood, isn't it?
It's thrown me.
Yeah.
And he was the one who suggested it. Like he wanted to speak to me. With nothing, no sound in the background, no TV on mute even. That would have been fine. If there's a TV on mute, then I can deal with that.
Okay, so he's clearly going through something.
Yeah, he's at a crossroads.
Mm.
And then we tried to organise his like new room where he's trying to work and stuff, and he couldn't think where to put his bookshelves. It took about an hour sorting out where he was going to put his bookshelves, and then a wasp came into the room in the heat. Suddenly our place is just full of insects, which are quite scary. And I've never noticed how terrified he is of insects. And this is just a completely new revelation. And he was so scared, and it was incredibly off-putting.
Really? He just wanted to chat, and he's afraid of bugs, so he's basically just a little girl.
Yeah, I really didn't enjoy the evening. Anyway, so that's probably the root of my bad mood. Yeah. And then he doesn't get the diary thing, obviously, because he thinks it's silly. And so when I'm saying I've lost it, I can't focus until I found it, and it's now been over 24 hours. You know, it's crisis point.
Yeah.
If you don't find it soon, it's going to be gone forever.
Exactly. If they don't come back home within 48 hours, you know they're dead.
Exactly. So we have to find it, and it's crunch time, and he doesn't give a shit.
I'm sorry,
yeah,
Jessie.
So that's where I am right now.
Okay. Well, at least you're wearing a cute outfit.
Thanks. Well, you made me buy this. And I think this is one of those situations where you've made me buy something to make yourself feel better about how shit I look.
That's absolutely not what happened.
Because it's not a nice dress.
You're the one that picked it out.
You picked it out.
No.
You were like, ooh, Jessie, this is perfect.
No. You saw it and you went straight up to me and you said, this is exactly the kind of thing I would have bought when I was 24.
Yeah.
I just encouraged you down that road.
Yeah, you did.
Trip down memory lane.
You pushed me into that shot. Mm-hmm.
Well, you almost tried to get me to get an asymmetric short pixie cut.
It wasn't asymmetric. It was just a bob. Mm-hmm. A nice blunt bob. Which I still maintain you would look good in.
No, you
yeah,
don't
you
think
would.
That.
You would. You would. Here. Just there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I could not. Because my hair's too straight. I would, if with a little bowl cut, I would just, it would be. It would
I think
be,
you'd look great. You'd look like your younger self, like an athlete.
No. And you couldn't wear it in a top bun or plaits.
No.
If I can't wear my hair in plaits, I just can't.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway.
I think you look great.
Thank you. You look great too.
Thank you so much. So what should we talk about?
Well, we could try talking about something topical.
Yeah.
Even though I'm not a topical person.
And no, I and I hate watching the news at the moment.
I can't watch the news. Mm. I tried watching the news before I went to bed recently and I had heart palpitations all night. Because, do you know stuff is happening?
Yeah. I had heart palpitations all night last night, but that's because I ate bacon that was a bit too old.
Oh, God, that's disgusting.
I couldn't get to sleep all night because my stomach hurt so much.
Did you see the best before date?
Yeah, it was totally in date, but our fridge is broken, so maybe I don't think it was being refrigerated properly during the heat wave.
Did it have a green sheen?
No.
Oh, that's disgusting. Mm. That's why I don't eat meat.
Yeah.
I couldn't even feed them yogurts last night because they went off on the 11th and they looked completely fine. Mm. But I didn't know, I don't even know what date it is, but no. I just knew it wasn't the 11th.
Yeah.
You would know if it's the 11th.
Yeah.
So I threw, and I was going to give them to because we've had no time to shop or anything, so I haven't fed them properly. Like Margot just the other day had a cracker and some olives for dinner. But, you know.
It's actually quite Mediterranean and classy.
Exactly.
If that was a 35-year-old woman, she'd be like, oh, wow, she's got taste.
Dolly had some 90% dark chocolate and a cheese string. But yeah, so I was trying to give them the yogurts, and I have this kind of like guilt complex that if I give them something like that I know is questionable, that something awful. So I didn't give them the yogurts and I threw them in the bin, even though they were perfectly edible.
Okay.
Anyway, the best before date is apparently a myth, according to Alfie. He's a fun guy.
I really don't like Alfie when he's in his dad mode, when he's like driving the car, when he's trying to move things around the house, when he's being really serious about like
kettles
and
toasters.
And about what pans you should and shouldn't use.
He's so strict with pans.
Yeah, it's just not very sexy, is it?
No, well, it is, I find it quite like comforting, but he's very, very severe. Like he can deal with, he can't deal with shitty, like a toaster that's old, that's gross. Like my
toaster, he has to have the best of everything.
He says it's a false economy. He says it's a false economy. If you buy a cheap toaster, you're going to have to get a new toaster quicker, which is, he's right. But I don't care about some of that. So the toaster we have is disgusting and it costs £8 from Tesco. Mm-hmm. And the kettle, again, is the cheapest kind of kettle you can get. And we've had it for like a couple of years. And then now he was like, right, it's time to get a nice toaster and a nice kettle. And I was like, we're not rich. We can't afford that. But he was like, we need to get one. So he went and got one. And obviously they're very classy looking. It's all black.
Mm.
Very, very elegant looking stuff. Like a massive toaster. We've even got a bread bin. I know. It's very, very foreign to me, given our childhoods, to have a bread bin or a nice toaster or kettle. Mm. But
all I ate when I was a child was just Nesquik straight out of the tub.
Yeah. And what was the other one?
Butter.
Yeah, you loved butter. Mm. You did love butter.
My guilty pleasure recently has been rewatching shows that I think are brilliant, but that I've already seen before multiple times. So Veep, Sex and the City, The Thick of It, Breaking Bad, I'm watching again with my mom.
The thing about Veep, though, because I was the biggest Veep fan. She's my idol, Selena Gomez.
Selena Gomez.
Selena.
Maya.
Julia.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Julia Myers.
Greatest comedy actress of all time.
She genuinely is. She's and she's grown old so gracefully.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And now she does all these political Instagram videos.
Yeah, I know.
It's very cool.
Yeah, very, very cool. Anyway, I tried watching it recently, like series 6 and 7, and it was just too... I just found myself too dizzy.
Mm-hmm. Because they pack so much in.
Yeah, they pack so much in.
Mm-hmm.
It's so tight.
Yeah, Orlando Annucci, he really knows how to pack it in.
It's not him anymore.
Is he not the showrunner?
No. Oh, I don't know that. Maybe he's a showrunner.
Mm.
Oh, you know all the phrases.
Mm.
Anyway,
I think that they did actually get a different showrunner for the last 2 seasons, but with his blessing.
Yeah, so that's probably why I hated it.
Mm.
I didn't hate it. I find it
is quite manic, but that's what I like about it.
Yeah.
But I feel it's interesting that those are what I choose to turn to rather than like experimenting with a new show and like having new characters and stuff to invest in. Instead, I want to watch good TV, but ultimately something that's not going to challenge me very much.
But that might be because the times we're living in, which are so strange, mm-hmm. and I don't think you can't. At the beginning of lockdown, we wrote a list of all like the cool films we wanted to watch,
mm-hmm.
and the only one we watched was The Hurt Locker.
I can't imagine you watching The Hurt Locker.
It was really good. Mm. It was really good.
That was the first female Oscar nomination, wasn't it, for a director?
Yeah. Which I find quite patronising, because it's like, oh, a woman, she wrote about war and guns. Let's give her an Oscar. Why not give her?
I'm sure that's what their thought process was.
Yeah. Anyway, she's really great. Whoever she is, Catherine Bigelow.
That's it. Yeah.
Good surname. Anyway, yeah. So I think it's completely natural to not want to watch things that are gonna cause your mind to kind of think too much, mm-hmm. because we've spent so long now just kind of in this limbo,
mm-hmm.
that at the end of the day you don't really want to sit there and think too much.
It's also nice to watch something familiar that actually you probably watched for the first time when the world was a simpler place.
Yeah.
And
and you didn't appreciate as much. You didn't realise how great the world was, and mm-hmm. now it's just gone.
I've been watching with Horatio some really classic mid-noughties rom-coms like How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
That is my favourite film ever.
Mm-hmm.
And Kate Hudson.
Kate Hudson
is a goddess. And remember my only celebrity fact.
She likes to drink black coffee?
No. She has a cup of coffee or tea, and she's just so like busy and has so much to do. She'll just have the cup of coffee and leave it cold, but then pick it up an hour later.
Do you remember reading that in Heat magazine?
Yeah, it was like
that
a fact.
That sounds like a fact.
Here's
that
a fun happen. Fact about Kate Hudson. Oh, she's just so silly, but she finishes it. It's not that like she abandons it. She takes it around with her. She has it with cool. her. She takes That's a little cool. sip, cold, and she doesn't mind that it's cold because she's humble.
Exactly. No, because she is a trier. Like, she definitely puts in a lot of effort in that film. Matthew McConaughey and Kate Hudson, it's like actually quite impressive what they're doing with a very good concept.
But Matthew McConaughey is also amazing.
He's amazing.
I think it's just because he's creepy that people don't give him that much respect. But actually,
he really commits to every role that he's in. He's so intense. It's being intensely goofy and boyish, or if it's being intense, amazing actor in something
and
serious.
He's got so much better with age too. Mm. But that film is hilarious because it's something that was like a Bible when I was a teenager. But now it's like nothing has changed.
Mm. Mm.
Nothing.
Exactly. The thing is, we still believe all of the things that film tells us, but it's taboo to believe what that film tells us now because it's very unfeminist and unempowering and stuff like that. But at the same time, it's like, if you're going to be desperate, you're going to scare a boy off, you know?
Yeah, you will scare them off. There is a game you can play.
Mm-hmm. And he's just not that into you as well. That's another one.
A brilliant one. The actress who played, what's her name, Ginny?
Jennifer Goodwin.
She is, that is me.
That's both of us. It's exactly. genuinely both of
but
us.
But I think she's every woman what they think that they're not,
mm-hmm.
that's what we are.
Exactly.
She's amazing in that film.
Mm-hmm. Because she's also just so almost beautiful, but not quite there. And it's because her desperation just chips it off the edge.
Yeah.
She doesn't quite get there. She's never going to be fully beautiful.
Yeah.
Because she just ruins it for herself.
Or she wears a dress like this.
She wears a lot of dresses like that. Yeah.
Exactly. And also Jennifer Connelly's character in that also I find amazing because I absolutely wanted her to be cheated on.
And ruined. Me too. And I hated her.
Yeah, because she's just too beautiful.
I didn't care
cocky.
About anything that happened
she's
to her.
She's just cocky.
Well.
Mm. And Bradley Cooper, of course he's going to cheat on her because
it's Scarlett Johansson.
Scarlett Johansson. Let him.
Exactly.
If it's Scarlett Johansson, you just let them go.
Exactly.
Or Ariana Grande. That's the other one that I would let him go for.
Really?
Yeah. Even or Rihanna. Like that's like the three. Scarlett Johansson, Ariana Grande, or what's the one I just said? I've forgotten.
Ariana Grande, Rihanna. Scarlett Johansson, Rihanna. And Rihanna.
I love it because Rihanna is like I'm the same age as Rihanna, and I just love the fact that she's
that's
now
so strange.
It's so
you're
weird.
The same age as Rihanna.
I think so. Yeah.
Wow, you've led very different lives.
Very different lives. Mm. Is she pregnant with her third child? Wearing a peach dress?
No, I don't think she is.
No, she's happy.
Mm.
She's somewhere.
She's just doing her own thing.
Yeah.
So what I was going to say about the rom-coms that I've been watching. Which aren't particularly challenging, but are very indulgent because they let me reminisce about, you know, a certain period of time when boys and fashion and stuff, that was all really, you know, that I cared about. And I view these things very much as guilty pleasures, but I found out the other day that there's a German cultural theorist called Theodor Adorno, who says that there's actually no such thing as guilty pleasures. It's symptoms of the very fast-paced capitalist world that we live in that kind of burns us out. That means that by the time you get back home after work or after looking after your kids all day, kind of being drained of all energy, you don't really have the emotional capacity to engage in any high art or something that's going to really inform you well. Instead, what we choose to watch is stuff that basically degrades our brains on purpose because the world has forced us into that. So my theory is that if you ever feel guilty about watching Selling Sunset, it's actually just because this world has forced you to.
So yeah, I definitely feel like I was forced to watch that.
Yeah.
I do. I was WhatsApp so many times, like, have you seen Selling Sunset?
Mm-hmm. It was the same with Love Island, but then I did actually get into Love Island because it is really fun.
And I will get into Selling Sunset.
Mm-hmm. Maybe I should watch it too.
Yeah. It's
at least that would be new.
Anyway, that was really interesting what you said. I kind of zoned out though.
Yeah, I felt myself zoning out too.
If somebody starts talking about something which I know is going to involve my brain, I just...
Yeah. I think that's exactly what I was talking about, so...
Yeah. Well, how am I going to get my brain back?
I'm meant to be writing a book.
I don't think that
we are going to get our brains back. Also, my tummy hurts a little bit still from that bacon. I only had 4 pieces of bacon. Is that a lot? I can't tell if that's a lot or a little bacon.
That's disgusting.
Mm, I know. I am disgusting. I could eat just meat. If that was a choice, I would eat just meat.
You're killing the planet.
I would eat pepper armies all day.
Oh my God, it's just you.
I like eating the pepperamis and then sucking on the paper afterwards. I used to melt baby bells in the microwave after school and then get a pepperami. That was like my delicacy.
So you've been Atkins, just like you're naturally Atkins.
I'm just naturally Atkins, babe.
Disgusting. Also, you will have to change.
Yeah, my heart probably is suffering already.
No,
from
it's
the
not
years
about your heart. I don't give a shit about your heart. I care about the world. The human beings are suffering because you're eating 4 slices of bacon and smothering pepperami with a baby bell.
So good, though.
Do you recycle?
I call it the BB special.
That's just disgusting. I'm sorry that I just can't imagine doing that. Mm-hmm. Like, I am morally superior to you.
Yeah, no, sure, you are.
Because
but at the same time,
a vegan and I recycle.
But I think that people can be very hypocritical with, like, which principles they choose to engage in. So you can be a vegan, but you can also, like, engage in, like, fast fashion and stuff. Or you can be very politically active. Because that fashion is zoom, speeding faster, isn't it?
I wonder if this feels very much like fast fashion what I'm wearing.
Oh yeah, big time.
I'm sweating like it's fast fashion. Mm-hmm. Like my body knows.
Or you can be really politically engaged, but also like not aware of like.
Don't doodle while you're doing a podcast.
Sorry.
That's just rude. Concentrate. Okay, straighten up.
Okay, this is a nightmare. Everything that I do is not good enough for you.
No, you're doing really well.
So you care about the world, but you don't give a fuck about me.
No,
basically, that's what it is.
No, I just think that I know you're going to have a transformation where you'll at 25 be like, I'm vegan now and I go on protests and I drink, I have a bath and then I recycle the bath water.
Mm, like I drink it.
Yeah, I reckon you will change. Mm.
I just don't think that I'm ready to right now.
Well, it's not fair. It's not, I do feel so sorry for your generation because I didn't really have to worry about anything like that 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It was, I mean,
you guys got a fucking free ride.
Well, global warming was an issue. Like, I went to see a film and I remember coming away from the film being like, does anybody know about this? Because this is quite bad.
And now we're going into a recession.
And we're going into a recession again, which is obviously awful. But in terms of the state of the world, like, it's so much more scary for you mm-hmm. right now. And for the, you know, teenagers and yeah. everyone, like, it's just absolutely terrifying.
Yeah, all the people that have had their A-levels scammed away from them.
I was quite, like, embarrassed about saying I was pregnant again mm-hmm. right now because...
Seems selfish.
Some people are
saying... You seem like a selfish bitch.
Some people are like, well, no, well, what, one, two at most because, you know, it's just not fair on the world and mm-hmm. stuff. I mean, I just...
Keep going.
I want another baby. They could be, you know, a scientist that mm-hmm. could cure cancer. But the reality is they're probably going to be a struggling stand-up comedian.
Of course they are. No, of course they are.
I mean, it's kind of inevitable, mm-hmm. but at least they're going to grow up knowing they will be a struggling stand-up comedian. They're exactly. not going to get to, like, GCSEs or A-levels if they exist, if the world exists by then, mm-hmm. and think, oh, should I go to medical school or should I follow my
There's
dream?
Not going to be any medical school then.
Mm. Well, there also won't be any stand-up comedy, so...
No, no.
Yeah, they're going to have to find a new job.
Mm-hmm. There'll hopefully be universal income by that point so that we can all just exist in our own houses and just all everybody creates their own podcast.
Yeah,
and we're just streaming it out into, like, the sky. Like, it's just a big YouTube page.
I wonder how many podcasts about making your own vegetables there are. Surely that's a thing. I'm scared of researching how many podcasts are out there. It's like when you think about how many stars there are. You know, how many podcasts are about random things mm-hmm. and there's like a whole genre of it mm-hmm. that you just don't know about.
Yeah, well, our podcast isn't really about anything, is it?
No.
No.
Maybe it should be about vegetables. Maybe you could do a degree in this podcast and you could try and think of a way to save the world throughout each
episode.
Okay,
so I could stop being so selfish and I could try and learn something that's going to help the world. At one point, I tried to learn sign language.
Yeah, that would
have saved
the world.
But I got really bored. This girl that I worked with who was in the props department, I never knew that she was deaf until she told me, like, months after meeting her, because she was just taught from a very early age by her parents that she had to lip read. That was how she was going to, like, cope in the modern world. So she never got taught sign language. She just learned to be this amazing lip reader. And I then realized afterwards that when she was having conversations with people, she would just make sure that they were facing her.
Aww.
But she did it so, so well. But then when coronavirus happened, everybody started wearing face masks. She didn't have sign language and she couldn't hear anyone. So she started this campaign to have clear strips and face masks so that people that were born deaf but also hadn't been taught sign language could
could
see. She's called Flo Tasker. She's very cool.
That's amazing.
But it just made me think, like, wow, my God, imagine having your only port for communication just cut off suddenly with yeah. no warning. That must have been really, really scary for her.
Yeah, definitely.
So,
but yeah, I think that you have the potential to save the world if you are a human and you're empathetic and you are, you know, you care.
Mm-hmm.
So you might still save the world. You yeah. still have that potential.
But I also think that you're allowed to place your care in different places, right? So I think it's really important to be kind to people and to be
yeah,
sweet
I know.
And chatty.
I don't like how you started doing your have a great day.
I've always done that.
No,
I
you
don't
haven't.
Say it that
no,
weirdly.
No, you haven't. It's
I
a
don't
new
say
thing.
It that weirdly.
No, it's definitely...
I say have a lovely day. Have a nice day. I don't say have a great day.
You say have a lovely day, but in a really, like, almost like you're saying, I want to fucking kill you. It's really, you close the door, have a lovely day.
I don't say that creepily or suggestively.
You say it very pointedly.
Exactly, because I'm letting that human being know this is a connection I'm making with you in that moment. But at the same
All
time.
Right. I just find that a bit weird.
It's something that I do, something that I've always done. I think it's something that's nice to do, but at the same time, I'm not nice to people in other ways, in secret ways. Like, I don't respect people's possessions.
No, that, again, I just don't think you can talk about that. Because
it's... What, that I just nick people's stuff sometimes?
I think people will, they could get you arrested.
Well, just sometimes I like to go through people's cupboards, see what they've got knocking about in there, see, I just balance it up in my head. This looks like she hasn't used this in a while. I think I could probably take this. Box full of plasters, hasn't been opened. Why not take it for myself? I might hurt myself. I bump into things all the time. And then she'll just think that she used it.
And then you told me that you use their towels.
Yeah, sometimes I just use their towels in weird ways. Sometimes I just like to... It's like, well, they've got towels in here. A towel is a towel. I'm just going to use the towel. just to like wipe my hands.
I think this is slightly concerning. This is how you're rebelling against like humankind somehow. Yeah.
I think it's because I was so so eager and keen to be very ladylike when I was younger, because I loved Julie Andrews so much, that I think it's kind of slightly warped my my like understanding of what normal adults are supposed to be like. It's all surface to me, but actually the principles, like the integrity that's supposed to be behind your sort of outward behavior towards the world, is actually all really messed up. So yeah. I'm not necessarily like a good person.
I can see how you got into that, mm-hmm. because when I go into other people's bathrooms and it's a nice bathroom and they have like a soap that's not, you know, the really like normal soap you get. It's like a fancy dispenser.
Yeah.
That's not plastic, it's glass.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That they would refill.
Oh, that's strange.
I just find that slightly like, I just want to smash it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or I just want to just like shake it up or put a hair somewhere. Like just, I find it too nice.
Put a hair somewhere?
Or just ruin the, you know, the veneer. Yeah, ruin,
exactly. It's probably just because of jealousy that we like don't have that ability to stay like so fancy.
But it's also jealousy and that classy. We're not, it's jealousy that we're, that they have a nice bathroom.
Yeah, probably it's just that, isn't it? It's something just as simple as that. It's
like, I remember before Alfie, or even in our breakup, I was just like, I don't care who I'm with next. I just want them to have a nice bathroom.
Absolutely. God, it makes such a difference.
That's all I want. Just a nice bathroom.
Yeah.
And that does make us do weird things sometimes.
Yeah.
But now that I have a relatively nice bathroom, if you came in there and you started like messing my stuff up, mm-hmm. I would know. So yeah. Don't do that.
Mm-hmm. I might have already done it though, and you haven't noticed.
I will notice if something's missing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very good like that now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, with all the stuff you've ever stolen. Have you ever stolen from a shop? No, you can't say this actually.
No, I've never stolen from a shop.
Oh, good.
I would never do that.
I haven't either.
I haven't either. I think I maybe stole earrings once.
Yeah.
But it was just an experiment.
A stud earring. If you've lost a stud.
And also, if it's that easy to steal, then you guys should have done a better job of making it difficult to steal.
Yeah. Put an alarm on the studs.
Yeah. I just steal things from people's houses, because then it's just people to people. Then it's just like, we're back in the wilderness. I'm a tiger and you're a tiger and I'm stealing something from this other tiger.
Well, maybe steal something. If you can steal something from them to give to me.
Yeah, exactly.
Then it'd be like your Robin Hood.
Exactly. So I stole some plasters the other day. I genuinely did give this from somebody that have little monkeys on them. So I thought I could give them to the kids. I mean, I'm not going to. I'm going to keep them for myself. But the concept was
exactly.
There.
What a great auntie.
Yeah.
They love you.
Mm-hmm.
They would be grateful.
Yeah, they would be. Okay, we've gone so off topic. Do you think that you're a liar?
No, I'm really... I don't lie.
Mm-hmm.
I really...
Even if it was to protect somebody's feelings?
No, I don't. I definitely don't lie.
I mean, because you don't protect my feelings. No. I know that.
But that's fairer.
Mm-hmm. It means that when you do compliment me, it really means something.
Exactly.
Because I know you're being genuine.
I have a problem. I cannot compliment you if it's not truthful.
Mm-hmm.
I genuinely can't.
Oh, yeah,
You would know, because I'd be like, you look nice today.
Yeah, you would stumble over it.
Yeah.
It made me feel worse.
Yeah.
I actually appreciate it when you tell me that I look like shit as well.
Because I don't at least tell you look like shit, though. I just getting don't it out say there. It. I don't say it, though.
Yeah. Do it with your eyes.
I have sometimes said it to you, but that's when you've looked at, like really bad.
Sure, sure.
You know? So, no, I don't think I lie. Mm-hmm. I don't lie ever, really.
What about if it was somebody's creative project?
That's a trickier zone, isn't mm-hmm. it? I think that I wish people were more honest about things that are not good.
Mm-hmm. We could be less precious about work stuff.
I think so many people do feel that if they don't, for instance, in the book world,
mm-hmm.
And the comedy world and the music world even,
mm-hmm.
if something seems to be popular and cool people are saying it's good,
mm-hmm.
suddenly it's good. And yeah. I just think that we're perpetuating a lie of kind of...
False standards
and people that actually aren't that talented mm-hmm. getting promoted.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of... It's really unfair, because people that are talented and are authentic creatively get kind of lost. So it would be nice if people could be like, yeah, it's getting a lot of praise right now, but it's actually
really shit.
Really shit. I think that I think that it's quite, it would be nice if there was a more open forum for failing in a gentler way.
Exactly.
So not necessarily kind of saying that's awful, they should never write again, or they should never sing again, or they should never perform again. They should be like, wait, there's good bits in there, but so, but I then why, because,
sorry,
why do you want to buy a book or go to see a show if you, see, this is the problem. If you know that, say, a show in Edinburgh has got 3 stars and they've been told, they've read something where it says, this person has clear talent, there are some really funny jokes in there, but the show lacks structure and a meaning, and this is the bad thing in it. You're writing off a huge amount of people that will go and see it.
Sorry.
I think that's a really, really good point. It's like we write off people that are kind of in that mediocre category, when actually it would be so much better if we were more honest about our sort of value system and our judgment of things. Then people wouldn't feel so pressured to either make everything the best possible thing that there is or the worst.
So, and I think that's put so many people off creating because...
What's the point of doing it if you're not going to be the best? I mean,
and
I know...
Perfect.
Yeah, exactly.
And especially with... even though we're in a different world right now and live comedy is different and creating and theatre is different, but and writing sitcom is different. But even with sitcom, say, it takes so long for something to get the stamp of approval from everyone, from the commissioners, the producers, every single person. It's just kind of, what's the point? If I mean, I'm not saying that, but then you can be a celebrity and write something and get it shoehorned in and on, and it's actually mediocre. Like I for instance, I've got to stop bitching about celebrities, sorry.
So
but we just bitched about 2 things and it would be nice to be able to bitch about them freely, but I also want to work again.
Me too.
Because I'm desperate.
Exactly, I'm desperate too.
And if somebody tells me, if you say good things about this person, you'll get a job, I would say good things about that person.
Me too. Fully, I would throw my morals and principles to the wind.
But it would be nice to be in a world where
we
weren't the first people to say, okay, this isn't right.
Yeah.
That would be nice.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
But I think we are sheep like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But creatively, I think it would be really good for people to accept the fact that they will never be as good as they want to be.
Mm-hmm.
They will never write something that's brilliant. They will never be the best performer. They will never write the best book. But there are really good things about them. And there's a reason for them to put themselves out there.
Mm-hmm. Maybe if there was less value placed on, or maybe like less competitiveness that's so innate in all of these industries. In every industry, I guess you could argue. And if people maybe just try to sort of shift their focus of what the meaning of life can be onto just kind of like being okay with yourself and trying to do something, but maybe it doesn't all just have to be about like this pursuit of being absolutely the best that you can be, otherwise you're a failure. That would probably make people's lives way happier. Because I know for a fact that whatever like rat race you're in, everybody is miserable. Even the people that you're jealous of that are really, really successful, they're probably miserable too. But if you're just focused on like, you know, meditating and stuff, maybe we'd all be happy.
Yeah, but I find it funny that we think that everyone else is miserable. Maybe we're just
maybe
so
we're
miserable.
Just so fucking miserable, but actually everyone else is great. Like Florence Pugh's having a great time. Fucking dating Zach Braff. I'm like, oh, she's probably having a shit time. It's like, no, she's probably having a great life.
He was in Scrubs.
He was in fucking Scrubs. I would date Zach Braff.
Maybe they watch Scrubs together.
Oh my God. I bet they watch all of their films together. And they sit on like the edge of the bed. They like perch on the edge of the bed and they just watch a big TV and they just like turn to each other like, baby, you're really good.
I do reckon that that's how they started going out. If she says something like, oh my God, I loved Scrubs.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Well, which episode did you like? We can go home and watch it right now.
Exactly. And then he was probably like, how?
Stop feeling your boobs up. You always do that.
I'm sorry. They're just so there.
The other couple that I'm fascinated by is Emily Blunt and John Krasinski.
Mm-hmm. Krasinski.
Krasinski. I want to know what goes on in their house.
I bet they never have sex.
No, I bet they have sex all the time and they're really weird.
Mm-hmm.
I think sometimes... he's a Capricorn, which they are fucking weird.
Really?
Yeah.
But don't you ever sometimes read about sex in people's books or like watch sex scenes on TV and you're like, wow, I think everybody else is doing it differently.
So weird.
I do it.
Like when they talk about like parts of their body being kissed or like unpeeling of underwear. I'm like,
yeah, it's
like, he just takes it off. Exactly. He doesn't even see it.
Exactly. If I try and make an effort with underwear, it's like, it's completely no use.
There are, but when you go past underwear shops, like we went past one in Westford yesterday, and there was like the crotchless pants with like a corset thing. I'm like, what? Why would you buy something you're going to be in for no time? I mean, yeah. And also when they wear bras in films during sex, like that's also like
ridiculous.
Well, it's ridiculous. But as I'm getting older, and I've got bigger boobs because of pregnancy right now, and I'm like, actually, it's quite useful wearing a bra during sex, just because they're not like going everywhere.
Yeah.
But no one talks about that in the books.
No.
It's always like, oh, he sensually like peeled my top down, my toes tingled.
Oh, creeping. Oh God, don't touch me.
My toes tingle. It's just nothing, and it always goes on for ages.
Yeah.
More than 5 minutes. What the fuck?
They never write that the person that you're
like
getting.
Actually, that would offend Alfie.
Okay. They never write up like when you're intimate and the guy like rips off like one bra strap, but then like your bra is like just sort of off on and off and like digging into your skin.
That would be nice for TV. And they never write about like sports bra sex.
No.
Like I only wear sports bras. Some women only wear sports bras.
Yeah.
I'm not the only one who wears 2 sports bras every day.
Yeah, I bet Alfie loves it.
He loves my style choices.
I bet he loved this dress too.
No, he did recoil from me this morning, and he only saw the back first, and I heard him from behind, like stop in the doorway, see me, and walk on, and then I had to turn around and be like, Alfie, did you see it? And he came back like, yes, I saw it.
Yeah, but it's got a little cape.
Oh wow, I didn't know I had a cape.
Yeah, and he got wings.
Cool. Yeah, I got little.
Thank
wings.
God, hide those bingo wings.
I don't think I'm meant to wear.
I'm joking.
One day I think we should just beat each other up just for fun. But not the face.
No face, no boobs.
Why not boobs? Because
because my boobs are too big, that would hurt too much.
They aren't that big.
Oh, so sorry, so what, 2 months ago when I talked about the fact that I had big boobs, you're like, boobs are just fat, BB, they're
just
fat.
Yeah, but you've lost weight since then, so they're not that big now, they shrunk.
Okay.
Shriveled up.
Anyway. Yeah, I think we could probably get into a physical fight.
Yeah, I think you would win. Yeah. Because whenever we've done exercise together, you're kind of like weirdly good at the body strength stuff, but awful at the stamina.
Yeah, true. You have more stamina than I do, but I have more natural strength.
Yeah.
So it'd be maybe an even match.
So we'll do one episode where we beat each other up.
And then one episode where we watch MMA to see how we could have improved our techniques.
Because BB's never seen it before, so she doesn't even know what it is.
No.
It could involve horses for you, know?
Yeah.
Okay, that's enough.
Okay, should we just, like, I feel like we didn't talk about any
of
things.
We've spoken for 49 minutes of just shit.
Well, it
shit.
Actually wasn't technically 49 because I started it, like, 3 minutes after we started talking.